of a mao. So Rashi says the yom that he holds midaita niyotzu dishon l'mineyim loin tzavu akach. They did it on their own. They made their own kal v'chaymo, but there wasn't really a tzivu from Hashem to act that way. So mao kivon like tzivu l'mineyim. Since it doesn't say that terribly l'mineyim loin mechayit, Taker won't be nisaklayim on this. Or there may be no kivon hiskim a dayim. Since like a Kodesh Baruch Hu was masking, Rashi says a Kodesh Baruch Hu hiskim ayodim is commanding tzibu l'mineil dami, it's as if it says the word l'mineil dami. So take it, that's a good shayla. And therefore you would be over the lava of climb, you would get malchus for it. According to him, it's a shayla, it's a good take. Elie Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi Ram, he has to speak with Sukkim. Ksib, one pasuk says, Vayas elokim mishnei amoris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made like two great lights. Eshnei amoris hagia. As Shnei Hamaris Hagadolim, two big lights. Well, then the pasuk says, "As Samor Hagadol, the big sun, the big light, the Samor Hakotan, then the moon, the small one." What happened? So Omer was like this: Omer Yerach Tnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The moon set in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Riboyne Shalolim, Efshe L'Shnei Melochim Shishtamshu BeKesser Echad. Echlam, at the beginning, both the sun and the moon were created the same size. They were both just as strong. Just the moon came to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it possible to have two kings like to wear one crown? How could they both be mishtamish with the same kesa? So Omar lo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu then if so said to the moon that Umi et tzatzmecho, you're right, if so, we'll make you smaller. Like, go make yourself smaller. So Omar lefonav, so the moon started to cry out right away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar lefonav ribbono shel olam. Just because I suggested a proper thing like, that's why you want to make me smaller, like what I do wrong. So, oh my Lord, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to the moon, and Rashi says, it means that Hashem wanted to appease him a little bit now, and he told him, L'chi go, M'shol b'yom b'layla, you should rule both by day and by night. So, Omulay, still the moon sent back, but Maru Vusa the Shaga b'tiro. What does it help a little light of a candle in the daylight? It doesn't mean anything. What do you mean to I should rule by Yoim? I can't even be seen by Yoim. So still, Maya, honey, what happened? Like, what happened to him? So Mara says, Omalei, zil limni b'cho yisro yemer v'shonim. And I'll appease you like this. The Kleistro will use the moon to count the yemer v'shonim, the days and the moon, and the days and the years. Like, we count our Levona, our month, by the Levona. Omra lo yoima nami yesh lemani beit kufosoi. He said, listen, even the moon also still has to be used. You have to count this kufis from the sun. He said, like the pasuk says, for hoyu lo yoisais, that there should be for signs, lo moyadim for yom tovim, lo yomim for days lo shonim. So mashu need both of them. So chur, it's not an appeasing me, the moon. Is zil likru tzadika vishmecha. Of course, it's like this: the righteous people seek him; they'll be called after you. That Yaakov Hakotin. It says Yaakov Hakotin. Mashmul the Kotin is a double choshev. Shmuel Hakotin, double Hakotin. So Mor says still though Chazayid loykom meisvadaito. Hakadosh Baruch Hu still saw the way the moon was not consoled; he didn't feel that good yet. Isom Hakadosh Baruch Hu heviel kapor olai. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, like a marshal, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself should have to forgive the moon. Shem yarti yasi yareach, that I went and made the moon smaller. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mechaper. The Kodesh Baruch Hu needs a kapora for this. And behind all this is the Yomer of Shimon ben Lakish. Man ishtan is soyer shor Rosh Chodesh. How come by the korban we bring on Rosh Chodesh? How come the soyer? What's special about the goat that's brought on Rosh Chodesh? Shinem abo atzad napostik la'ashem. Mashm is brought for Hashem's sake. Is all my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu says like this: So Yizeh, this korban, this musaf Rosh Chodesh, ye kapora, it should be a forgiveness for me. Al shemiyadati yasi yireich, that the miyad Kodesh Baruch Hu made the yireich smaller. So exactly what this means is hard to understand. Avad Kodesh Baruch Hu did mitzad adin, but still we want to be mefayis somehow the yireich. Now the Gemara says, Ravasi Rom, Ravasi asks a question like this: See, one pasuk says, Vatoytza yoretz desha, that the earth brought forth grass, and this was betlosa b'shavata. On the third day, it says that the earth brought forth grass. We see then the pasuk says that v'chol siyach hasod terim yiboritz, like all the growth before it was on the earth, b'malish shabasa, and that's talking about on the sixth day on Friday. So now there's nothing grown yet by Friday. So as Mulam comes to teach us like this, sheyotzu b'shoyim, like the truth, the growth came up to the top of the ground. They broke through the soil and they came to the top of the ground. Sheyotzu b'shoyim v'yomdu al pesach karka. Ad shabodim rishon b'bikash leim rachmim. Until Adam rishon on Erev Shabbos was espoused to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then v'yodzu g'shamim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the rain fall. V'tzomchu, and then all the growth sprouted out, then it came out. Is Olam Nechol comes to teach us Shakodesh Baruch Hu Misabel Tiflos and Shal Tzadikim. Hakodesh Baruch Hu is hoping and waiting for the Tfilo of the Tzadikim. Rav Nachman Ba Popeh Hevilei Hi Ginsa. Rav Popeh had a certain garden and Shodeh Bei Biznura. He threw there some seeds, he seeded it. Poloi Tzomach and nothing grew. His boy Rachmei says he davened to Hakodesh Baruch Hu. Also Mitra, rain came with Tzomach and it grew. So Omri says, Hainu Ravasi, that's the same thing Ravasi says, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mestava, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves and waits for the Tfilah Shel Tzadikim. Oma Rav Chonin Barova. Come on, by this. Hashisua. And the Pasuk says, Hashisua, Pasuk in Dvorim. So, Beri B'fnei Atzma, that's a barrier by itself. Sheyesh Lo Shnei Gabayim, it has two backs. O Shnei Shedroyis, and two spinal cords it has. So I'm going to ask the question, V'chi Moshe Rabbeinu Kenigo Hoya, like was Moshe Rabbeinu a hunter, or Oy Blistery Hoya, like how did he know these things? Rashi, blistery means Moru Bakesh, like they throw arrows, L'chayis. So Rashi says, V'minayin Hoy Boki B'chayis Lolo, Shinodim Boki Ben, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know about these animals? Hashesuel means like double, like twins, because this animal has two backs and two spinals. How does it know it had two spinal cords? This is an answer. Whoever says that Torah is min hashemayim, that even though Moshe said it, the pshat was avad was min hashemayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knew. Omale Rav Chizda Rav Tachlifa Baravine Zil Kosov Kenigi Oblistery Bagaratecha. Go write it down. The words it said, the hunter here and the archer here. Ufashas, and go to explain it. But one pasuk says V'yes chamesha sane plishtim, that the five kings there are plishtim. They were Hazosi, V'ashtuduri, V'ashkaluni, Hagosi, V'akruni, V'ayivim. It says these five. Omar ye Omar chamisha v'choshe shisa. The pasuk says five and it counts to have six. How could it be? So Rabbi Yonison says Arunki shelahem. Yonison had to say, really, the kings were only five. Rashi says it means the chashubim shalahem hey. There are only five chashuba one. One was not so chashub. That's why it says six, because it's five. There's only five chashuba ones. Yeah, omalei rav chizda rav tachlifa. So chizda says back to tachlifa baravino. Ksiv arunki, again, write this word now, arunki is another word you're saying, arunki, which means a chosh of a people, biagaratecha, in your notebook like, ufashas and explain it. In other words, these are new words, write them down. Opligi the Rav, the arguing Rav, Tiyoma Rav, Dom Rav, Rav says, Avin Messiim Abo. That Avin and Messiim, they were one, so according to him it's very good, according to him there's only five taka. That Avim came from Taman. Tanya Nami Olympus of Tanya Yochi Avim mi Taman Bo, they came from Taman. For Lom Nikrishman Avim, or they called Avim, Shevosu Esmakaimam. Because they like made waste the home. Rashi says, Rosas Vechukula Blas. They got angry there, Vechukula, that's what they did to that town. They made it waste. Rashi says, Yotsu Mishom and Isav Shechorv. The city was Chorv, came to waste. So Rach, another pshat is Aviyim. What does that mean? Shivul leloi hus harbei, that he had desires to worship a lot of different gods. So Rach, another pshat is Aviyim means shekola royoisam of zosi avis. Whoever saw them was seized with a trembling. Now Omer Rabbi Yosef, v'yistlu shisasri dori shinei. So Rabbi Yossi said that every one of them had 16 rows of teeth. Yeah. This little shisri dori shina lechochad chad. Omer Reb Shimon. Yom Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Harbe mikroyi shiruyim lesarif. Veinen gufei Torah. There are a lot of psukim that it looks as if it's mamish, no purpose, should be burned. But really, from these things, we learn out guf from Shatera. Rashi says, Harbe mikroyis mizyesha doimel lekoreyim shein roi lesarif. It looks like there's no purpose for it. It shouldn't have been written. But we hold shein lem lesarif wa Torah genayu lechavron yekadosha. The guf of Torah says, tamim gedoilim tluyim bem. Now it goes to explain certain things that we don't see the chshivas in it, and really that's called gufi Torah. So one pasuk says, "Ho'avim ha'yeshvim b'chatzerim ad Aza." They were dwelling there until Aza. My nafkul chomina. What's the difference? The Torah says, "Midiashbi Avim Melech l'Avram." Since Avim Melech made a promise to Avram, "In tishko lilo negdi ola nechdi," that if you deal falsely with me, with my son and my son's sons. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leisei Kafturim, Leifku Meyavim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let the Kafturim come and take away the land of Avrim, the Hainu Plishtim, which that is the Plishtim. For Leisei Yisrael, Leifku Mekafturim, and let Christ will take away from Kafturim. So therefore won't be a promise against Avimelech, Davon's promise to Avimelech. That's what's negated to these psukim va'avim yeshu mechatzerim. Ki yaitzav dev, another pshat is atoim yisrei ki cheshbon yosichoin melech amori hi v'hu nilcham a melech amori, had a fight with melech amoyev. The question is, my nafkim ino, because the omlo akorosh baruch l'yisrael al totzer es moyev, don't have mechama with moyev. Om akorosh baruch, therefore akorosh baruch like this, leifu sichoin let sichoin, come leifu mi moyev, let them conquer over moyev. So now it doesn't belong to Moyev anymore. So now Christ will relate to Yisrael, will let go me Sichon. Let Christ will not come and have Mechom against Sichon, that will be Mutter. And behind you this is the Yomra Papa, Amon and Moyev, Tiru be Sichon. Amon and Moyev both became Tor through Sichon. Rashi says, they Sichon, Tiru, Atzom, Yisrael, means the lands became Tor to Klai Yisrael through that. Then the Pesuk says, Tzidoinim, Yikro, Lechermon, Shiryoin. So turn on like this, Shiner v'Shuyon, Mehori Eretz Yisrael, both these cities, Shiner and Shuyon, were both from the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Melamed comes to teach us, Shekol Echad v'Yechad M'umas Olam, any one of the nations of the world, Holach Obor Lekrak God Liatzmai, he went and built a big town like for himself, V'Eloloi Hashem, Hori Eretz Yisrael, and they called it the names of the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Melamed comes to teach us, Shafilo Hori Eretz Yisrael, even the mountains of Eretz Yisrael, Chavivim Alum Asylum, are very dear to the other nations. So you see how Chosh of Eretz Yisrael is. Kyotzeboy, similar like this is, the Pesuk says, Vesom Hevir Oisoi Liorim. The nation, put them over to the mountains. Mainafki Minor, Valikru Liechov Galvosa. We saw Rabbi Yosef that he moved over the Mitzrayim into other cities. So what's the difference? The Morin says, the likru liachav gavoslo, that the Mitzrayim should not call like the Acha Yosef, they're in Golis, they're in exile, because now the Mitzrayim themselves also had to move out to other cities. So that was the kavon of Yosef. So kids, whatever the Torah says, Avad has a tremendous purpose in it, and nothing is levatolo, we can learn out from every single word in the Torah. Then it says in the Mishnah, Simoni Yosef Nermul, Simoni Yosef was not said, for the more is that true, v'loi v'tani we learned, Nesha, the Pesuk says, Ma Nesha Miyucha Chen Lietzba Yisera B'Zefek. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf samach aleph from aleph on top. That the Gemara starts off and says that says the mission again that simonim yoif le nemru. The simonim of an oif Torah and the Torah doesn't say exactly what are the simonim. Samori asks the question, v'loy, is that true that the Torah doesn't say simonim? V'atani v'lo like this. The pasuk says nesher. Nesher, that's an eagle, and that's an oif temeya. So top the Gemara dash.